Thank you for joining us on Sheridan County Ag Update. Today we have with us some of the officers from the John B. Kendrick FFA chapter. We have retiring president Jet West, who just retired last night, and incoming officers who you swore in last night, Eliana Grover, your new secretary, and Levi Peldo, the reporter. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Yes, thank you. So, fun banquet last night. Enjoyed it thoroughly. Thanks for the invite. So let's talk a little bit about what's going to be happening. Jet, you are the retiring president. So how has FFA been and how's it impacted your life?
It's a bittersweet moment to be involved in such a program that's helped shape me where I am today. And now taking a step back away from my president's position and becoming more of a kid that honestly focuses on his college grades and the college student life, I think it'll be very fun, and I'll always look back on my FFA memories and experiences to guide me through any journey and path that I take in life. In regards to FFA, actually, it'd probably be best that we have the other two kids talk a little bit about what the next steps are. Mm-hmm. But I can guarantee you I will be graduating soon, but I'd also like to be relevant still in terms of helping out with YL Rodeo Slack and any event that the John B. Kendrick FFA chapter still needs. So maybe you guys can talk a little bit about FFA.
I think that the next steps are to just continue being involved in our community, because we do have a lot of seniors and they're leaving, which is sad because they were a really big part of the chapter. And so I just think we need to focus on branching out to the community and making sure that everyone still knows that we do have an FFA chapter here.
Yeah, you guys did. I mean, it was a big class that you guys had, and all of your seniors were super involved. And I think every one of them was a great leader for you younger members to look up to. So, kudos to them for being leaders, and kudos for you guys for being able to be led and now to be able to step into those leadership positions.
Yeah, so it's definitely different because there's only one kid on the officer team that's like been on the officer team, because it was all seniors and then Raleigh. So it's going to be a lot different in the officer team. But I think if we just keep working hard and branching out, like she said, I think we'll be fine. So,
well, you always got to get new blood in there, and that's a good thing, you know, new ideas and new thoughts, and yeah, that's awesome.
This new officer team, I'd like to say, shows a lot of promise. I think there's potential that a lot of these kids have truly not even recognized within themselves yet, and I'm excited for them to kind of step into a leadership position where they're able to kind of figure out where they need to be, how they can help the chapter, and how they can benefit themselves as a whole.
So, Jet, you mentioned Wild Rodeo Slack, and I know, you know, summertime people don't think it's you're out of school. They don't think about, well, gosh, you guys are still active, but the FFA chapter is still very active throughout the summer. So let's talk about some of those things you guys do.
So for Wild Rodeo Slack, one of the biggest things that we do, and we actually take a lot of pride in helping the YO Rodeo out with their slack. So it's earlier in the mornings, and it's basically where we're running all the cattle through the chutes and making sure everything goes on smoothly, a little bit more behind the scenes. It's not something that you're going to see at the nighttime because, you know, the professionals then get there to do that. But John B. Kendrick FFA has been doing it for a multitude of years now, and it's been always a fun task that we can kind of celebrate, you know, the summer, but still hang out and have some team bonding and camaraderie. Mm-hmm. And I think that's super important with any group of people. It's where we're getting together for an activity that's over the off season, we could call it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the summer's times where we all have different things going on. We're not sitting in a classroom and we're not able to plan it and talk about it. So it's always fun that we can kind of sit there. Well, truly, it's fun that we can kind of, you know, build some team bonding and help out with the YO Rodeo.
Well, and I know the YO really appreciates that. The board has stated that, and the contestants, even though they might not always say it, I know that they appreciate it because they're not having to do it. Mm-hmm. So, well, I want to take just a second here before we move on and thank our sponsors for today's podcast, TrueBrit Builders and Heartland Kubota. And I cannot talk today, apparently, for some reason. But so Eliana, what got you involved with FFA? What was it that made you want to be a part of it?
Well, I have always loved agriculture, and I had a couple sophomore friends who were in FFA, and it was actually Rodeo Slack that got me introduced. I was invited to come, and I met all of my members, and I met Mr. Christensen, and I was kind of able to bond with some members there and figure out what the scene was like. And I really enjoyed the people that were in FFA.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we really do have a strong brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so it brought me into FFA, and my love of agriculture brought me in as well.
And Levi, how about you?
Oh, well, growing up on a ranch when I was younger really just kind of brought me into agriculture at like a young age. And then since I have an older sister that's graduating this year, she kind of did it and I kind of saw what it all was about. And so I decided to try it and just kind of stuck with it because mm-hmm. of the friends and everything we do over the years. So,
you know, FFA is, I can tell you, I was in it years ago. And some of my still best friends were people I met through FFA, and not just our local chapter, but throughout the state. It really is it spans the generations as well.
It definitely does.
Yeah. So, Jed, just for you, you're headed off to college. Let's talk about what you're doing and where you're headed. And
yes, so I actually did my signing yesterday, but committed a long time ago to go livestock judge at Blinn College in Brenham, Texas. So Blinn College is a junior college, mm-hmm. and I'll judge there for 2 years. That way I can keep my eligibility if I choose to livestock judge in senior college as well. Mm-hmm. The moment I got down to Brenham, actually on the tour at Blinn, it immediately just felt like home. It was comfortable there, and the coaches are both great people. And my parents really preached that a lot. It was making sure that, you know, it's a competitive program. Actually, it was ranked number one in livestockjudging.com's programs mm-hmm. throughout the past year and their successes. But they're great people, and the coaches are phenomenal human beings. And that's one of the most important parts, is if you're immersed in a culture where, you know, they're uplifting each other, I really think that's a huge benefactor in the long run. But after my 4 years, I will hopefully come back to the University of Wyoming and go to law school for 3, and then come back to Sheridan is the goal, and be a practicing attorney.
Well, you'll be very good at it.
Hopefully.
But let's, you know, the livestock judging, I mean, that all started with 4-H and FFA.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's now gotten you a judging scholarship onto college. I mean, yes. Those, just one more thing that those programs do to help.
Mm-hmm. 4-H and FFA, I don't know where I would be without 4-H and FFA. 4-H, of course, started me at a younger age. My mm-hmm. my family's been doing it. My mom was an extension agent for the longest time in Gillette. So it's just been a part of my family. It's almost been mm-hmm. a tradition. And then FFA is the same way, where my dad, he was a past state president. And actually, that was a decision that I had to, a big decision that I had to make this year, is if I was going to run for a state office or not. But it's just been in the family for traditions, and livestock judging has just been a passion of mine, and I hope to continue to pursue that passion later on in life.
Well, good. Well, speaking of kind of the contests and that sort of thing, I know that you guys were both recognized for the different contests that you are participating in. So why don't you talk about those a little bit?
I was in Parley Pro this year, which is like you just run a meeting, you have mm-hmm. motions, and our team got 6th at state, which wasn't the best, but we definitely improved since last year, because we all, basically our whole team, did our conduct of chapter meetings last year, which mm-hmm. is just a Parley Pro, just a little bit simpler. But we did pretty good, I'd say, and Parley Pro just really helps public mm-hmm. speaking, because we were in a big room with a bunch of people from around the state watching. So it's kind of more of a public speaking with friends around you. So I thought it helped a lot.
To Levi, actually, parliamentary procedure, it's a big deal for quite anything. Actually, I've had mm-hmm. conversations with our governor and Senator Kinski mm-hmm. about that kind of stuff. And it's just been great, because they all say that with their experience in parliamentary procedure, you can tell the kids that did FFA mm-hmm. and that didn't. So that's pretty cool. And actually, the parliamentary procedure team is going to be holding workshops for some organizations here later on.
Oh, wow.
They've reached out and been asked to do that. And I think that's super cool that FFA is able to, you know, kind of expand mm-hmm. and broaden their horizons as well as educate others. So,
well, and you guys have a young team. So, mm-hmm. you know, you got to think you've got a couple more years here when you guys are seniors. I mean, you're going to kick some butt down there. Yeah. I expect it.
Yeah.
Quality Kubota machinery and customer care from the heart. Proudly serving Sheridan and the surrounding areas since 1996. Go online to heartlandkubota.com or stop by Heartland Kubota, 2450 Heartland Drive.
And Eliana, how about you?
Well, I was in conduct of chapter meetings, which is just a mini version of parliamentary procedure. Mm-hmm. And I did creed speaking, and I made it to state for both of those events.
Mm-hmm.
And state was super fun. Creed speaking was fun. And conduct was fun. And that just really developed my public speaking skills because I was not a very strong public speaker before this. And I think it's opened up so many new opportunities for me. Like I would, at the beginning of the year, I would have never thought to run for an office position, mm-hmm. but just developing my public speaking and getting to know everybody within FFA, it helped me a lot.
Just so you know, 30 years later, you still can do the very first paragraph of the creed. Just saying.
Should we try it?
I can get through part of it. I can get through, I believe, in the future of agriculture.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the first paragraph, I'm out. Can't remember it. But well, speaking of running for an office, what made you want to run for an office?
Well, I really enjoyed FFA. And as I went on, I realized that it's something very important to me, and it's one of my top priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make a difference within the chapter rather than just being a member. I think it was important to work with the community and make sure that everybody is having a great experience in FFA, just as I am. So I wanted to get more involved.
Well, good. Levi, how about you?
Yeah, I ran for office last year also, didn't get it, but I ran again this year just because I felt like kind of like the same. I want to mm-hmm. make more of an impact in our chapter. Feel like the officers are really the leaders of the chapter, and I thought I could play a role in that. And so I thought there's nothing, if you just run for it and you don't get it, there's nothing hurt there. So you might as well go for it, and got an office. So pretty happy about that.
Well, good. Yeah, I think you guys are going to have a pretty strong officer team. You had, like I said, you had some great role models in the last couple years. And so I think you guys will probably do pretty well. It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Well, what else do you guys want to talk about with FFA? There's tons. I know we could be here all day. So when you go back to school in the fall, what do you guys, do you do any fundraisers in the fall to start the school year out? Do you have any contests or anything that'll be happening?
Our FFA chapter runs the concessions at our football games.
Okay.
So that is a pretty good moneymaker, kind of. We just have to buy everything, but other than that, it's pretty good. It helps out the community and helps out our school. Not as much work for our board members, and just helps out the FFA promote themselves.
Well, and I think it's important for everyone out there to know, too, that, you know, the FFA truly is the fundraising you guys do helps you guys to go to conventions, state convention travel, to the judging contests, those sorts of things. So you have a purpose for your fundraising. You know, it is important.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that money, of course, it is used diligently. It's not like we're, you know, stockpiling it or hoarding it by any means. I mean, we're always happy to take in more financial help.
Well, and John B. Kendrick's a big chapter. So I think, what did you have, like almost 30 that went to state convention this past?
Yes, ma'am.
Spring? That's what I thought. I might have known that number a little bit from the FFA alumni, but... and if there's anybody out there, which I know I have some friends that were in FFA and some of their parents, they are looking for FFA alumni board members and just members in general. So come to a meeting. It's my little hint there. Your mom will be proud.
Yeah.
Well, Jet, reflecting on your FFA and so you've done many contests, you've gone to nationals. What's maybe one of your fondest FFA memories?
Well, I think I could take that a multitude of different ways, but on the competition side of things, being at nationals was an experience of a lifetime, is kind of how I'd phrase that. And the reason for that is it was so nerve-wracking for me as a freshman who won state creed speaking and then got the opportunity to go to nationals for FFA, where I'm competing against 50 of the best kids in the country in this competition. And it was during COVID year, so we had to do an online Zoom preliminary round. So we used the district administration building, and dang near every day of the entire summer, I was in there practicing, reciting the creed, working on questions, making sure that when the preliminary round comes, I'm not going to be, you know, faltering in any manner. Mm-hmm. And a huge shout out to my ag teachers, Mr. Christensen and actually Miss Bernhardt, who helped me. They were there every day during that experience. But the moment you get to nationals, I made it past the preliminary round and I got the trip to nationals, where I'm now competing, I believe, only 16 kids. So now it's 16 of the best kids in the country. And the first round, it was nerve-wracking. And we all sit in a holding room, and I cannot sit still, and I cannot be quiet. It's just a personal thing of mine. So the proctor was in there, and he gets done talking, and there's an awkward silence for, I'd say, about 2 minutes. And I'm finally like, so where are you guys from, kind of a thing. And we had a great conversation. I met a girl from Kentucky, one of the girls from California, who I continue to move up the ranks in the competitions with. Mm-hmm. It was truly just a great way to show how FFA will get you so many different connections in life, where now I know people across the country that I don't think I ever would have met if it wasn't for FFA. Mm-hmm. But then I made it to the Final Four. And that was the most nerve-wracking of it all, because I hadn't eaten it or anything that whole day. And we're at like probably 6 o'clock at night, and I still can't hold anything, eat anything. Like, just the thought of food makes me want to throw up. I'm so nervous. Mm-hmm. But we get to Final Four. I get done giving my speech. I go sit down, and everything just is kind of gone. I don't have nerves anymore. The task that I was so stressed about is now done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of the cards are no longer in my hand. And that was actually a cool experience, where I was so nervous. But then the moment I was done, I realized that I had the opportunity to do something that not many people can say they ever have, you know, been able to walk the stage at national convention. So that was truly, it was a great experience on the competition side. But in terms of friends, I still remember vocational ag class my freshman year, where I thought there were three kids, and I'll call them out. There were three kids that I would have never expected would have been so involved in FFA. Two of those are still, well, now graduating members in the FFA organization. Evan Jones and Peyton Martineau. Those two have become some of my best friends. We do so many different things together. And it's been a surreal experience to be able to gain so many different friends through this organization. And I'd never take it for granted. So Evan, if you're listening, Peyton, if you're listening, Evan and I actually went and played noon ball just right before this, okay. But Evan and Peyton, if you're listening, shout out. There you go. So yeah.
Making plans for building a new barn, shop, or commercial building? Don't do any planning without a call to Sheridan's premier post-frame building and homes builder, True Built Builders, online at truebuiltbuilders.com.
Evan was on one of the podcasts earlier, and I had not really got to know him, but I'm like, he was super fun.
Pretty funny guy. So
and and just kind of got to meet Peyton this last year, being friends with you. And you know, the one thing about FFA that is awesome, and it's really changed over the years, is it's not just farm and ranch kids. It has really evolved, and there's so many urban kids who are now a part of it as well. And truly, for the leadership part of it, and getting to do the public speaking and meeting people, and agriculture has evolved and changed so much that it's great to have such a wide variety of people involved.
It encompasses so many different aspects of life rather than just farming and ranching. It was founded for farming.
Absolutely.
And ranching, but it has made tremendous strides to encompass all different aspects of life in the real world. That's why we have leadership development events, career development events, and supervised agricultural experiences. All of those competitions have an individual sector in agriculture in specific that will help promote you for the real world. And it's a great organization that has a multitude of different events that you can compete in that'll be tailored to your own interests. So that's a shout out for FFA. join. So.
Well, guys, it's been super fun to watch you over the 4 years. Lucky enough to have gotten to know you very well. And it's been fun watching you kids come up too. You know, Levi, I knew you before you were in FFA. And Eliana, I'm excited to watch what you do over the next 4 years. And I'm sure we'll have you on here again. So, and some other of your fellow officers. But I just want to thank you guys for joining us today. And Jed, I want to wish you luck in your future endeavors. Your new officer team, I can't wait to see what you guys do.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Any last words?
Thank you, Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. Those are the sponsors.
Good
of
call,
this, right?
Jet. Yeah.
So I'll do a plug in there as well. Thank you guys. Without this, the podcast, it's truly, you know, it's made tremendous strides. So that's pretty awesome. Thank you guys for sponsoring.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jet said it all. So check out SharonMedia.com for more news, sports, and podcasts.